You know, so many of us are trying to succeed in our businesses because we want to be successes for our parents, or we want to prove something to the world. And in today's episode, Emerly, our beautiful, wonderful, generous, brilliant guest, really drove home the point that, like, we were born as successes, and our parents are already successes with the fact that we are alive and in this space. We have already experienced all of the abundance in the universe, and I can't wait for you to listen.
Welcome back to the Softpreneur Podcast. We are Elisa Joachim and Don Petrin, and we're here to help anti-establishment thought leaders and holistic wellness visionaries get expanded on how to build an aligned and abundant business by expressing your unique essence with more clarity, courage, and conviction. The world needs you to rise up into the limitless possibilities of your full potential. So let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Because in today's episode with Emerly Centeno of Quanta Systemic Academy, we really dug into all things systemic and quantum, I guess, obviously by her name, by talking about family constellations and your business. It was super amazing. We spoke about the fact that when you move through the patterns that have come in your life, you are already opening yourself to so many more possibilities. We spoke about this idea that our businesses are actually birthed through or as a compensation of the things that we experienced, whether they're trauma or good in our lives. Like, our businesses were birthed in order for us to serve the collective and to turn towards more life and more love. Emerly is absolutely brilliant. She is originally from Venezuela, so you might not want to listen to this episode on 2x speed. And the way that she carries herself with so much grace and so much brilliance and literally reads the quantum field and then helps it unify regardless of what she's doing is so incredibly beautiful. We cannot wait for you to listen. Yay, Emerly, how cool is it to have you in our recording room for the Softpreneur today? Thank you so much for being here.
Excellent. Finally, I mean, I was just couldn't wait for this moment with you too, because I've known you personally, both of you, beside this conversation, and I just love the energy, and I feel so honored and welcome to be here with both of you, serving your community, serving my community, serving the collective. So it's always an honor and a pleasure to spread around this philosophy that, you know, has changed so many lives. So thank you so much for also serving and jumping in together with me to spread the philosophy of love. Thank you so much, both of you.
Oh, yay. Oh my gosh, our pleasure. And we'll get more into it. But I was just telling a little story to Elisa before we started, where the first time I met Emerly was at Audacious Embodiment in Miami. It was a really cool live event that Kelly Brogan put on. So, like, she has two almost grown children, but Audacious Embodiment, she just had like this energy of a child the whole time. And I didn't know it was her. And she was like super cute and fun. And then she went on the stage in this, like, beautiful yellow pantsuit to facilitate a group family constellation. And man, the presence and the aura that she held was so super strong. And I, like, so much moved in me during that constellation, and I had no idea what was going on. And so I was like slightly shocked, and I feel like it was like one of the most moving sessions that I did in Audacious Embodiment. And so when the chance to study family constellations came up with Emerly, I jumped on right away. And we're going to talk more about that. But Emerly, our first question that we like to ask our guests on our podcast is, do you have a spiritual practice, and is there anything you'd like to share about it?
Well, I have learned to live in this philosophy to love and reconciliation. So I get I bet the most profound spiritual practice that I have put into my daily life is to see myself reflect in everything that is around me. Everything I like, I dislike, I judge, I resent, or whatever brings me this, you know, renewing love sensation, also speak about myself. So nothing ever is separated from you. That is, I guess, the way of practicing spirituality, acknowledging that nothing is ever separated from you. And the suffering is caused when we feel that separation, from that wound of separation that we all experience, even at birth, and separation from the essence that we come from that is pure love. So I guess that spiritual practice, when you put it yourself into your daily life, acknowledging that everything you feel or not, what you exclude, what you suppress, has an impact in your experience. And everything you encounter in your daily experience around you, with your environment, your relationships, speaks loud about things that hasn't been healed into your own childhood system, ancestors. So I guess this is my most practice in my daily life. That's the spirit, the love of the spirit.
Okay, well, that is super beautiful. And, you know, it feels almost like Vedic. Like, it feels like the ancient spirituality when we weren't separated from God and we knew we were one with God. And I see that in you and also in your teachings. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And then we have a business, you know? So it's like the business itself is also like you and reflected in you. Man, this morning I could have used you. I needed a constellation for my business. And actually, I'd love to speak a little bit about what is family constellations. And as a person who studied it for only a couple of months, I want to give that one to you. So Emerly, how do you explain family constellation or systemic facilitation of constellation?
Yeah, certainly the family constellations itself, it's both a tool for alternative healing, for looking deeper into what the soul holds, the information that the soul holds towards your past, not even your own past, but your ancestral past, the tool. But also, it's a philosophy of living that embraces different forces. And when we are away of these forces, away or separated from these forces of belonging, hierarchy, balance, and surrender to life, we encounter suffering, conflicts, patterns that make us repeat or compensate for what happened. So again, constellations is a way of living life. And Bernd Hellinger, the German philosopher and therapist, he developed this tool also to observe and get deeper into these dynamics that keep us trapped or loyal and blindly entangled with a past when something wasn't able to be fulfilled or achieved or healed. So constellations allow us to restore this unity of love that wasn't possible in the past. So I call it the philosophy of love and reconciliation to everything and to life. And when you said, but we are in a business, of course, that's what we come to life later to give, to serve We all belong to this collective destiny. We not only serve our individual destiny, but also that huge collective. And everything we do in the intimacy of ourselves, thoughts, emotions, what we suppress, desires, the way we acknowledge our past, we take our parents. Of course, these are metaphors that later we'll seek a compensation in our business, in the ways we serve life. So even our careers, our business, our compensation, 99% of the times of things that our ancestors couldn't, or, you know, their desires, their expectations. So they become life projects somehow for us unconsciously, where we can give back and compensate from a past. So I see many times in my field that, for example, a client that served or volunteered in an ONG or any kind of association or organization to help people had a past when someone suffered from that thing that I today helping to serve. It's beautiful to see that compensation. So not all is burden or suffering, but also a lot of potential, a lot of resources are given by these ancestors and these past. And constellations allow us to connect with it, to seize the energy of suffering by breaking those dynamics and choosing your own life, choosing to serve, to align, to get in tune with life. So in business, there's many variables and things that need to be considered to constellate a business, because in every business, it becomes like a child for us. It's like the birth of a child. So for that, for the success in business, it's necessary first that we take our parents, that we take our past, that we also are able to be grateful to every single business we had since our very beginnings. Everything that helped us learn and evolve into the persons we are today. So every rejection, avoidance, resentment, or even debts or things that were not concluded or paid properly are going to definitely impact our businesses. So when we come to our businesses with this consciousness of systemic, everything that it was is impacted somehow my actual system. So we receive from our parents. And because we cannot give back to them, we can't. We can't give back life that was given to us. And it's a relationship that will be always be unbalanced. We receive life. So how we compensate, how we pay back, creating a business, serving, creating a family. So it's beautiful when we do it from this perspective, how the energy of success could just be reached easily by gratitude, taking our parents, acknowledging and taking our past, and this purpose of collective service. That's one of the things I observe in business constellations. So many clients come to me with these situations of debt or troubles in between partners. And there's a hierarchy also in business, as in family constellations, there's the hierarchy and respect of the elders and respect for what it was before. In business, there's also this hierarchy that needs to be acknowledged and respected. When that happens and the order flows properly, abundance and success can also flow. That's the idea.
Okay, I love this. And for those of our listeners who haven't experienced family constellations, I'm going to like try to describe it a little bit, which actually is writing a paper on this is one of my final things I need to do eventually for my own facilitator, certification. But as I understand it, okay, so our parents gave us life. And a lot of the times in our lives, our parents sort of make us feel like we owe them something. But in the family constellation philosophy, our parents give and we receive and we pass it on and we give life forward, whether that is having a family and having children or in the work that we do in the world. But, and I'm sure, you know, everyone who's listening will recognize this in themselves. Or if you don't, you know, send me an email because I want to hang out. You are an integrated person, but we all have patterns that we are repeating in our lives, that, you know, maybe aren't serving us or aren't serving life or aren't serving love. And these patterns often actually, and I think our listeners, because y'all are woo, will like this. They actually, a lot of the time, sure, it could be from your own childhood, but a lot of the time it's actually ancestral and goes back further. And, you know, so many of us have heard of like the indigenous teachings, like when we heal seven generations back and seven generations forward. And so this idea in family constellations resonated with me, which is the idea that in our lineage, there are family members who have been excluded for a wrongdoing, usually. And a lot of our patterns actually come as loyalty to those family members. So say, you know, your great grandpa, I don't know, let's say he was a philanderer. And so everyone in your family was like, oh, he's out, you know, he's no longer part of the family. He's been excluded. And then you find yourself doing something like not what he did, but kind of similar. And you're doing it in loyalty to him because he needs to be brought back in to the family constellation, literally, in order for that to heal.
To restore the belonging. Exactly what you said, Dawn. Exactly what you said. The thing is, whatever situation we are experiencing with money, with success, with our companies, professional fulfillment, you cannot see it individually. You cannot see it individually or isolated. It's important to observe these dynamics, the entanglements, the links with the not only family members. I could also say in business a lot of what our family members did to others in their family system, patterns and in dynamics that repeat generation through generations until they're broken. You know, that pattern of fulfilling success, money, and professional fulfillment is associated to masculine energy and feminine. I don't know if I can just give your audience an example for them to understand, because family constellations is so difficult to explain. It's so beautiful when you experience it, because we pass through the body energies, feeling. And in our body is everything, information, emotions, sensations. And when we access to that deeper layer of the being, which is not in the mind, in the thoughts, in what I think, but what is in the soul, the registries that are in the soul and what your soul is seeking. So I had this group one time where these women, she was actually very talented in what she did. She was a chef, very, very talented. And she came in this group setting and she told me, like, every project that I start, everything that I seek, it just doesn't come to life. And that word for me was a key. It died. So nothing gets to complete, to fulfill. And I said to her, okay, let's just choose a representative for yourself and choose a representative for your project, for your business, for that. That when they were on the field, these representatives, they couldn't look at each other and the projects fell down in the floor. They expressed in that representation, I feel weak, I feel excluded, I feel not seen, I don't want to be here, and it fell down. It fell down in a form of a suicide. So that's what we do in the constellation training, to learn how to read this field. And I just asked her in private, did someone committed suicide? And she said, yes, my father's barn. My father has had a business with this man, and he actually, at the end, owed a lot of money to my father. He did something wrong. He stole some money, and he was desperate, and he took his life. So her projects were represented by this energy that was suicidal. So every time, besides her talent, that she wanted to accomplish something, immediately it died. So I asked someone that represent her father, she could come. Her representative was shaken, was affected, and she could just lead that in between the father and the victim, because the metaphor is that all her projects were entangled, that person that committed suicide and died. So that's how constellations work. Sometimes it's not what we want. It's not what we desire. It's not what we try to manifest. It's not even related to our talents. It's also the information that our system needs to acknowledge to reconcile the pattern that needs to break, something that hurt, something that was excluded. It caused a lot of guilt, a lot of shame for that father. And she could just do a ritual in the constellation, healing sentences, breaking the pattern, leaving the father with what it served, and just choosing to go to her own life and to her own success. And the magic happens when the person is just in tune with that life. Also in the field, what we observe is that emotions, because the exclusion is not only people, but emotions that are stuck somehow, that couldn't be spoken, that couldn't be drained or discharged, are still there. Because emotions are energy and they affect the system or the future generations. And we know that by epigenetics already, how the information travels down. So everything has an impact. And that's an example how whatever happened into a family just has a compensation or seeks compensation in future generations.
So powerful. And that's probably the word I would use to describe like any form of constellation that I've experienced. I did a one-on-one with Amaralee earlier in the summer. And then I've also, like years and years ago, I did a family constellation in a group. And it is like, it's like, feels like years and years of therapy in a span of a session or an hour. And I feel like it's such a powerful way, because I think if we think of our business like a child or a creative project that we're bringing forth into the world, or our work, not just a business, but the work that we do, I think there's such a way where we can, as we walk that path, see patterns that loop out. And I feel like most of the people I walk with in business, it's like we develop this field of awareness, like, oh, I think I keep looping this kind of pattern in my business. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that like strange? And seeing this as a modality where we can make sense of like, why does this keep happening to me? Why do I keep like attracting this kind of dynamic? And Amaralee, the session that I did with you was like incredible. Some of the things that were illuminated from that in this way, where it was like, oh, my grandfather's house was burned down 100 years ago and my car burned down 100 years later. And like, it was just like, and I didn't make the connection. Sorry, my grandfather and my great grandfather. And we kind of discovered a loyalty in there. And trying just as a sort of outsider to describe what happened, like when we kind of opened the constellation, there was using my body and Amaralee's body to represent part of the story. Like we took exactly the same shape. So yeah, I'm just like kind of parsing. It really is such a beautiful and powerful modality to address those sorts of patterns that I think in business we find ourselves looping, and maybe in life in general.
Absolutely. We all have experienced success. All of us. We are the success of our parents. We were their success. We were all successful in the womb. If we're here, it's because we had everything we needed in the womb of our mother. We didn't have that need to collect, to, you know, accumulate. We had everything. Just flowing with life, taking what we need. So this metaphor of us being the union of our parents, the success, just because we're alive, you know, life is a success in essence, because we are alive and we can enjoy. So taking the parents, I would say, is the first order of success. It's the first order of success. Take whatever we were given, exactly as it was, much or less, little or much, in our judgment. Who knows if the little we receive becomes a lot? I've seen that. Those wounds that give you that potential to serve the collective, you know? So in those 9 months that we were in our mother's womb, we were abundance, pure abundance. So Berhalinger used to say, success has the face of a mother. And it's so beautiful, because the way we acknowledge our mother, it could be with resentment, with judgment. You didn't know how to do it. I wish you would have done this, but you did this. All these things put us in front, in the mirror of life, as a metaphor, the same things to resent about our business. Also in the country we are, I am very grateful I am in this country. I was born in Venezuela, and I was put here for my service. And being grateful, first, to my country of origin, to the country of my ancestors. And also, when I moved here, being grateful to this country for receiving me, for allowing me to develop my mission, my purpose. That gratitude opens up the way to success. So I would say, in the orders of business, constellation, and success, that is, I know your community is focused on taking life from parents. Gratitude to everything that it was, everything that it is. Gratitude to every one of our jobs that prepare us. You see these people that hated this job and hate this job, and I hate to do this. So life gives you more reasons to be in that mood, because that's what you vibrate. So love to even what it was difficult, being in our place, and just being grateful to your client, to your potential clients, seeing your clients, bow to them, knowing that they know what they need. They souls full of potential. We don't know any better than them, any better. So that interaction from adult to adult opens up the way to success. And just guiding people to reach that potential and embrace that mission. Sometimes we have many desires. And I want to do this, I want to do that. What is the purpose behind? Is truly the collective service? Or is just more an individual purpose of getting money, getting easy money, getting, you know, all that has systemic implications. When a business is successful, it said that it doesn't belong to us anymore. It's not our business anymore. It belongs to the collective. So when you offer yourself for that, doors of possibilities start opening up.
Amarly, can you speak to us a little bit about, like, the spirit of service? Because you've mentioned the word service several times, and I think it's such a beautiful way to approach business, as something Dawn and I kind of talk about a lot in relation to, like, spirit first, when we talk about the holistic business model. Can you speak to the entrepreneurs out there about your approach to service to the collective?
Absolutely. And I think, what a beautiful question, Lisa, because our business, whatever we do, whatever our passion is, it needs to be destined to life at the service of life. And then that way, with that intention, with that purpose, so many people have business that are not serving life. Let's be honest. And they decided some other ways. They're also, you know, they belong and everything's, it's serving the collective. The bad exists because the good need to exist too. So there are forces that complement right there. The purpose of our business, serving to life, is I ask my clients when they come to projects, what is that you want to see different? What you have to offer? And that, when you focus your business into that ambition, that change you want to see in the world, that business becomes full of purpose. It's a service that improves existence, I would say. So what is the change that you want to see in the world? For me, in my case, is reconciliation and peace. And then you offer yourself to that the way universe has for you. And you can be in gratitude for the possibility to serve that change. That gives that business a different perspective. It stopped being more an individual desire or ambition in the ego, and it becomes something great. I think that it's such a beautiful approach that I've learned myself. And once I did that declaration of who I was and what I wanted to see, many doors start opening. The universe shows you and saying thanks, thanks, thanks for that very first business I had 13 years old. You know, everything is systemic. So you align the energy towards your purpose and you see how everything, your crisis, has served the person you are today in reverence, in offer to that new search.
I love that. And I love this idea of when your business is successful, it no longer belongs to you anymore, and that it's in service of the collective. That is, I think that will resonate so well with our listeners, since, I mean, so many of our listeners are like healers and coaches and wellness practitioners, and they have big hearts and big dreams and big visions. And there's something really beautiful about what you were saying earlier, that it's like our wound that helps create the service that we want to, like our mission, you know, our mission and our service comes as a compensation for what we or family members have gone through. And the idea that we should be grateful for those jobs that we hated and for all of the things that have transpired in our life, which isn't to say like traumatic things. What am I trying to say here? I think what I'm trying to say is this gives us a really beautiful way to step out of victim consciousness and into sovereignty with our businesses, because bad things do happen to us and we do need to heal, of course. And those things happening can really set us on a path to stop those things happening for other people or to hold people who have been through that. And it's funny to be in marketing and also to identify as a healer, you know, as someone who's here to be in service. But Elisa and I see marketing more as like amplifying the service of other people to get it out there in the world to who needs it. So thank you for sharing both of those ideas of like what service is and in service to life or to love. Yeah, it's in the family constellation training that we did together, that you did with me, that I did with you, it was this like, so constellation, for those of you who've never experienced it before, is almost entirely in the body and hardly in the mind. And I actually felt when you were speaking earlier about like your client is an adult and you're an adult, so they don't actually need you to like solve it for you, right? No matter what you're doing, I think. And that's a cool idea, right? Like, we're not the parents of our clients, even if we're therapists or, you know, spiritual coaches or anything. We're not the parents of our clients, and they already know, and the field already knows. And this idea of the field, right? This is the quantum field, and the idea that our bodies can receive what the field knows, regardless of whether or not our minds ever like cognate it. That was like really shifting for me in terms of, first of all, practicing family constellations, because I like joked with friends, and I've told you this, Emily, that like I was like, I think I signed up for psychic school. And it's not like, but it's like, because to me, like perhaps this like sixth sense, or maybe it's all of your senses, of being able to read the field. And full disclosure, I'm not there yet. I can't read the field completely. And I have taken exercises that Amrily gifted me in my training and brought them into the Holistic Business Society. So a couple of weeks ago, we constellated our businesses in the Holistic Business Society. And when I, you know, claimed the space of facilitator for that, it felt like, and I do think I spoke more than you would have, Amrily, but I'll get there. But I felt like I knew exactly what to say to bring it forward for people. And I didn't have to say, oh, it's this, this, and this. It was more like there were questions I could ask. And then my clients, my group coaching clients, were able to like see their business as a family member, maybe almost. And then also they were able to see whether they felt bigger or smaller than their business, and like how they were compensating or how they needed to compensate. It was super powerful. And I just felt the call, like, okay, let's do it. You know, I'm like, I told them, like, I don't know. And you assured me, like, I probably will never completely know, right? Because it's words. We can't ever completely cognate all of the different things that are going on in the field. But the practice was so powerful that I got like voice notes from a number of the clients afterwards. One of them, I don't know if she signed up, but she almost signed up for your program. And she has someone that she does constellations with. And she's like, I've never thought of taking my business into constellation. And she went the next day and did more family constellation with her business because she felt, oh, I can see where there's this kink, right? That I wasn't noticing. Like, I'm asking so much, like, or something, like I'm asking for my business to give me life, and we need to, I don't know, is it turn to life together? Maybe
this is a beautiful thing that you're saying now, because it's an invitation for me to first this training and this, I would say, awareness instead of training, because it's supposed a work of purification, of self-centeredness, of healing inside first. So when you acknowledge these forces that moves the field and you live on it, you have the coherence to go out and just not even rely on your knowledge. But when you have that coherence, you can even from your heart guide someone to say, I see you. Thank you. You are the big, I am the small, you give, I take, because you have done it with your own system. So in my trainings, and I am sorry if I disappoint some, but it's not that I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, bullets and what to do to constellate at all. I guide you to just not even rely on your knowledge. Because if you rely on that knowledge, you become weak. When you are present, when you live in these forces and you see that disorder and you feel it in your heart and you even align yourself with the perpetrator that is excluded and you give it love, you are being an instrument of healing. So what happened with us healers, all of us, and this is not something that I said, that all the credit is Bert Hellinger. He said that many of us want to save at some point our mothers with a very poor result because we can't by hierarchy. So this need, this seeking for saving our mother is what gives us this potential to serve others and heal, be healers. So the first step is to relinquish, to save your mother, and the relinquish of saving others, but yourself. And there, you can see in front of you someone that is adult, resourceful, and with a powerful ancestral support back there. In that space, you are ready to facilitate. And that's what we experience in my trainings. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4 steps in how to guide a constellation, because that I can do it in right now in this podcast. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work because the field reads your coherence, your own work, your own centeredness.
It's so beautiful. And what you just described is really like why I think this modality is so in line with like personal self-responsibility and that sovereign path, right? Like we had a podcast with Ayla Cuenca and she described it's like when you have this pattern and then you can say, thank you, you acknowledge it. And now I'm going to choose differently, or Emily, like I'm going to choose life and this beautiful, like saying yes to life. How refreshing is that? It's so funny. Just as like a tiny aside, like I'm continually surprised that I've chosen like business or to be a businesswoman in this lifetime, because it was not modeled for me in my family. And I could see though how there could be, I don't know if it's an attempt to save my mother or what have you, but this idea of like these radical strengths that we feel like we might have as business owners and like leaning into that and embracing it and seeing it as a way to honor lineage and to acknowledge and to say, but and I'm carving a new path with these gifts I've either been given or compensated for. Just so beautiful. I'm so moved whenever you speak about this modality and this approach to life.
Yeah. And I think like all business people need to have that level of coherence, whether you're a wellness practitioner or a healer. I feel like all of our businesses and let's just say people, like if we could all come to that level of coherence, whether or not we're trying to facilitate a family constellation, I think you're right, Emily. Like the field itself is going to align regardless of whether I'm helping you constellate your business or some past trauma, or I'm like writing a launch for you, or, you know, coaching you through writing your own launch or branding. That level of coherence is perhaps what's asked for us to come to that like true grounded success in business and in life. So I'm so grateful that you brought that out, because I hadn't really thought of it, but having experienced coming to that coherence prior to then facilitating that constellation, it really was simple for me to just like, you know, stand in the seat. Well, I was sitting, so sit in the seat of the space holder, allowing other people's, I'm gonna say like issues, let's say patterns, to come through. And I don't know that anyone like solved anything in that, but there was a lot of like, I have been mean to my business. I have been either thinking it's too big and I'm not big enough, but there was also a lot of like thinking like it wasn't going fast enough and it's not successful enough, and not being grateful or honoring like the business in the space that it already was. And I think you spoke to this before, like if you hated that old job, that pattern is going to keep coming, right? So if you think your business isn't good enough, probably it's going to keep on not being good enough. But if you can honor it for what it is right now, then maybe that can settle, right? And you can move into the next, that's the wrong word, but
yeah, that from the ancestral, from the past, but also the in the present, the decisions you take. I have constellated business. People just call me and tell me to come and constellate the business and their teamworks. So I do corporate constellations. And in corporate constellations, I see sometimes that when the boss, the owner, Let's say the one that puts the money, because that's the owner, not the CEO sometimes. So there's hierarchy that has to be seen and acknowledged. There's so many people that it's dismissed or fired without justification, injustice, betrayal, all those decisions that the boss takes impact not only the business, but the future business. Everything we do in the daily life, in the intimacy of the self, has an impact in the whole. Sometimes in constellations start appearing things that I ask, what is that? So many people that is deceived, paid, you know, poorly, or all these things impact the whole business. Bankruptcy also, it's a metaphor of guilds that are not assumed from ancestors. You know, when someone comes to another country and do a business, the immigration, and if you reject your country of origin, you're destined to failure. So it's a lot to consider. And the field offers that information. It's not something that we cannot even have hypotheses when we constellate. We just see what it presents, the emotions, the energy, the depleting, the weakness, and you'll see everything that has been excluded or not seen. When we restore that belonging, it's always an opportunity to open to a new possibility, to honor, to take responsibility that hasn't been assumed. Guilt, which is a powerful force of creation. In guilt, there's responsibility when you do it from the adult to work on beliefs about success, depth, all these things when we do it from this adult that we harvest into the trainings and the perspective, it leads you to a different outcome. Definitely. I've seen miracles.
I mean, I think you are a miracle. I think that's what happened at Audacious Entrepreneurialism. It was like, whatever that thing was called. That's a mouthful. It was literally a room of 100 people experiencing miracles in their lives. And probably most of us weren't really constellating business there. It was more of like a, you know, mother, father, simple one. And I think that three quarters of us in the room, or maybe more, had no idea what was going on. And things shifted so much. And yeah, and since this is the Softpreneur, you know, we're speaking more about like the entrepreneurial, like container, the business container with family constellations. But I think that this practice can serve and does serve in all areas of life. And I'm just so grateful that you're passing this information along and the practice along. And yeah, for anyone who's listening, Emerly has another container starting, I believe, next week. So if you are into it, we'll link it here in the show notes. And you can feel free to DM me on Instagram, because I've like, you know, been participated in the training. Emerly is so generous with her time and her genius in that training. So I wholeheartedly recommend it to anyone, even if you don't think you'll ever facilitate. Although I went in thinking I would never facilitate and might have been the first person to facilitate in our group. So you never know. And I think, Emerly, I just took this note because this thing you said, opportunity to open to a new possibility.
No, I mean, all right. Incorporate the systemic in anything you do. Anything. I have students that are yoga teachers in schools for kids, to incorporate this systemic perspective in anything you do, whatever you do, is so profound. First inside and then outside. You will heal your perception. That is the only thing I think we should heal. The perception of what it was and what is it, and taking it. You know, so many trendy therapies right now are directed to let go, release, you know, and we keep our lives running from what it was, you know, instead of seeing it and say, this is it. This is who I am. This is what it has composed my life. And I take it and I own it and I do something great with it and for it. That is the idea of it's a process of purification. It's a life journey for many. So this is what I offer. And there's no restrictions, and you can be a housewife or you can be a psychiatrist. This training has benefited so many people, and I would love to offer your audience a code so they can get some extra perks or, you know, just coming from your community, for sure.
Wonderful. Well, we'll definitely link to that code in the show notes. And I can say, having been in two constellations that Dawn has led for our group, that it's incredible. I've experienced such amazing insight from both of those constellations. And that's the one other piece I wanted to reflect, but it can just give so much clarity to, like, oh, I can see this now. Like, for me, it was like the business felt like these big callings that I was scared about, like, stepping up and into, because I was like, wow, there's something really big and beautiful here. And so, like, sometimes it can be like some people found resentment. And then for me, it was like, oh, there's an invitation I didn't even know. And my business, it almost felt like the business was like waiting to be seen, to be like, hey, do you want to like step into this? So yeah, just as someone who's experienced, someone you've trained constantly, like that constellation, all these layers. But Dawn, those constellations are incredible. And it, yeah, instant clarity through that process. So thank you both. Thank you both so much for offering this work.
Yeah, I mean, it's my pleasure. That, like, for me, after the training, because it was in the last 2 weeks of the training with Emerly that I started constellating, and I'm not done. I still have all of the reading to do, basically. And I feel like I'll probably be dropping in multiple times as Emerly continues to teach. But for me, it felt like, yeah, I have to do this. And also it felt like, yeah, of course, it'll be kind of like easy after having experienced it with Emerly. So yeah, I think I already said it today on the pod, but I'm so grateful, Emerly, and would, you know, would 100% recommend that anyone who has any interest in this to at least have a session with you, because those are crazy powerful. I'm still reverberating from a constellation that we did, like in our group. A couple, I mean, probably lots of them, but one of them, I'm like, oh, watching it sort of, you know, filter through my life and as I begin to like integrate it. And so I guess, I mean, before we go, Emerly, where is the best place for people to find you?
My website, quantasystemicacademy.com. And there's all my offerings. Also, the community that I have built for the last few years, where women come online from all over. We discuss different topics. We meet every other Thursday at night. And that is a beautiful opportunity to step into this realm of systemic, bringing their topics. We do movement exercises. We talk about different things and, yeah, topics, conversation, experiences. So all that is in my website, the training, the sessions, the in-person experiences, also a retreats that are coming soon, all that, it's available.
Hey, awesome. Yeah, you can follow Emerly on Instagram too, but she's not doing too much on it, but you should still follow her. Sometimes she posts stories.
I need you to help me with the Instagram. Yes, I am all about teaching and, you know, I leave the marketing to people experience like you guys. I just, something comes and pop out and I just go and post it. But I don't have that, you know, discipline to go every day and post something. But I'm always there. If someone asks me a question, or someone requests something, I am truly available. I am at service.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. So like I said, you might not get many posts, but she just said, like, if you have questions, totally send her a DM on Instagram as well. And yeah, find her on the website. And like I said earlier, if you have any questions, I'm totally open to talking about it. It's been so amazing to learn and spend time with you. And before we go, I just want to make sure, is that the every second Thursday membership, that isn't just for practitioners, that's like open to anyone to join?
Anyone. I have even members that joined 2 years ago. And today I'm like, you're a constellator. They have incorporated this perspective because the membership offers also a site when they can read materials. It's not the same as my training, of course, but it's an offering to step into the realm of systemic and for anything, whether you want to heal, whether you want a community support. It's every other Thursday. Live classes, and that is included in my training. So whoever joined my training has that included, because we bring different topics. Last Thursday, we talk about guilt, and the other Thursday, we talk about shame, and we talk about when someone irritates me and overwhelm emotions. So we go over even the topics that they propose. Emily, next Thursday, I would love to talk about these. Polarities, mother, father, success, money, abundance, many different topics. It's every other Thursday live. And I also offer the recordings for those members that cannot attend. I also invite colleagues from constellators, healers to come and join and offer a perspective or a gift. So it's about giving and taking, and it's beautiful. So if anyone wants to join that, all the information for the community is called Soulful Awakening Tribe, the Collective Inner Awareness. I'm there every other Thursday. And it also came as an initiative to help those that cannot afford a session or a therapy. It came into my mind that many people needed help. So that is a window to open and offer some people healing. It's only $29 a month. And, you know, the attention also there is very individual, as I like.
I love it. Well, you are generous and in service. And, like, honestly, just like a role model, I think, for a lot of us on how to, yeah, have a business in service to life and love. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Softpreneur Podcast. If it resonated with your ethos and your soul, we would be so grateful to you if you leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast.
This helps us grow so much. And it also helps more visionary business owners find the show so they can make their dream life their real life. So many blessings and love.